From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. NBC News is reporting that while COVID-19 deaths and cases continue locally and worldwide, Governor Kathy Hochul is ending mask mandates on mass transit in the state. Hochul said, and I quote, "Masks are encouraged but optional on our mass transit across our state of New York. If you choose not to have a mask, it's your own risk assessment. You make your own determination, but do not judge your fellow passengers on what their choices are," end quote. Masks are still required in health care facilities, nursing homes, jails, prisons, and domestic violence shelters. Even as more COVID-19 cases and deaths are reported locally and globally, masks are coming off. Hochul said the mask mandate, and I quote, "was there for the right reason to protect our health. This is watching the trends, and we're seeing a stabilization. We're very optimistic that we will be assuring each other's safety," end quote. Read the full story at NBC New York. Brianna Supardi reports for CNY Central that the New York Farm Wage Board voted September 6th to recommend lowering overtime threshold for farm workers. But it will be 10 years before farm workers get overtime after 40 hours of work, like grocery store employees or record store clerks. Currently, farm workers do not receive overtime pay until they work 60 hours in a week. Lisa Zucker, senior attorney of legislative affairs for New York Civil Liberties Union, said, and I quote, "Every industry has to pay overtime pay after 40 hours. We have doctors talk about the stress injuries they see every day because farm workers working their bodies 60 hours a week, a week, a week, a week on end. And if you're going to do that, you're really essentially shortening your career risk injury. You need to be compensated for that just like with every other industry," end quote. Raymond Dykeman, who owns Dykeman & Sons Dairy Farm, says he will downsize his farm if forced to pay employees just like other employers. Dykeman said, and I quote, "pricing on the farm, we get whatever we're paid, we can demand higher prices," end quote. New York lawmakers are giving farmers a 118% tax credit for every dollar they spend on overtime pay. New York's Department of Labor has 45 days to accept, reject, or modify the board's recommendation. Amanda Burke is reporting for Berkshire Eagle that Thomas Bowler won the Democratic primary election for sheriff of Berkshire County. And since there is no Republican running, he will have a third six-year term as sheriff. Bowler beat challenger Alfred E. Alf Barbalunga, the chief probation officer for the Southern Berkshire District Court, with 80% of the vote. Celebrating his victory at the Berkshire Hills Country Club, fireworks erupted outside, visible through the windows behind Bowler. Bowler quipped, and I quote, "those are illegal in Massachusetts." Someone shouted, and I quote, "we got a permit," end quote, drawing laughter from the crowd. "We're going to continue to try to give you the quality of life that each and every one of you deserve," end quote. In the race for Massachusetts governor, Maura Healey won the Democratic nomination, and Joff Deal will be the Republican nominee in the general election in November. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.